Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to summarise my recent EasyJet 15-hour blogger challenge to Paris. I was one of the 4 travel bloggers selected by the low-cost European airline EasyJet to take part in a challenge. 4 bloggers were going to be sent to secret destinations, only to be revealed at check-in, with £100 spending money. EasyJet had already covered the flight and the hotel, so this was money for transport, food, getting into attractions. When I arrived at the check-in desk at Luton Airport on Tuesday the 23rd of November, my secret destination was revealed as Paris. I was delighted to be going to the French capital, as it is a truly wonderful city. However, I couldn't help but feel part of the challenge was going to be to decide what to do in such a short period when there's so much to see in the city. As the return transfer from Charles de Gaulle Airport into my hotel in the Latin Quarter in Paris cost €18, I realised that my £100, which had only equated to €100 after commission charges at the Bureau de Change in Luton Airport, wasn't going to get me very far in Paris. I knew I'd have to spend a bit more money on transport getting around and buy some meals and food. When we checked in at our hotel, the Seven Hotel in Paris, a very funky design boutique hotel with levitation beds, by that they mean they were only attached to the wall, no legs or anything underneath. I would have liked to spend more time in the room because it was so comfy, different fibre optics, but decided to get online and see which look through the tips I'd received on Twitter and Facebook once I'd put out a message to say I was going to Paris. However, as often happens when I'm travelling, the Wi-Fi in the Seven Hotel was not up to much and I had a lot of problems getting connected, so I thought I really just need to get out and see something, or I could spend hours messing around on the computer. Luckily, I had managed to arrange to meet up with Michael and Marilis, tweeting as Paris Buff. Michael has written the book Paris Movie Walks, so he agreed to give me a free guided tour of the Montmartre. We met up with Michael and Marilis in Montmartre, and it was really wonderful. Sacré-Cœur was looking great as the evening illuminations came on at dusk, and there were lots of fairy lights around the trees in Montmartre. We decided that we'd head to the Arc de Triomphe for a walk down the Champs-Élysées in the evening. But Michael and Marilis advised that we should eat something in Montmartre, as there was a better choice of restaurants there. So after a very tasty potato-topped salad, we had a lovely walk down the Champs-Élysées, where there were lots of stalls for a Christmas market, lots of fancy stores, some of them even had cars in them. It was strange, all the big French manufacturers, Renault, Citroën, whatever, had shops where they were showing their cars, which seemed a bit strange, but interesting. We headed back to the hotel for an early night. The weather was so good the next day that we decided we'd just walk along and see some of the major sights. We started off at Notre Dame and walked down the Seine towards the Louvre, Eiffel Tower. When I walked even further on my way back to the hotel, to the Musée de l'Armée and the Montparnasse Tower, which I'd hoped to climb, but unfortunately didn't have time for that, as I had to allow 2 hours to get back to Charles de Gaulle Airport. Unfortunately, my journey back to Newcastle was delayed, as Newcastle Airport was shut for a couple of hours due to snow. So between all that walking around, getting back late, it was a pretty tiring experience, but enjoyable. I do wish I'd had more time to spend in Paris. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, and you can subscribe in FeedBurner or iTunes.